I have good news. Jesus is coming again. That's right. Jesus is coming again, and it is exciting because we're almost there. Amen. We're almost there. He's coming again, and He's taking you with Him. Whew. Jesus is coming again, and He's taking you with Him. How do you pack for such a thing? Get your carry-on? Is that what you do? I'm going with Jesus, going to heaven, so I pack my carry-on, right? Is that what we do? Let's take a look at Revelation 14. How do we pack? Revelation 14, because it says in verse 6, "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven." So if you were taking a flight, what are some of the things that you might take? If you were going on a flight, would you take your passport? You know, some people go to, you know, places like St. Lucia or something, you know? It could happen. Spend a few days in a tropical island paradise, right? It's not a bad place to go, is it? I wouldn't mind going there again. That'd be fun. Take your passport with you, right? What else? What else might you take? Toothbrush? Gonna take your toothbrush with you, right? What about toothpaste? Probably take some toothpaste with you. I got some toothpaste here, right? And for me, I wear contact lenses, so I gotta take some contact lens juice, right? And don't forget your rock from last week, right? You got your rock? Everybody got your rock? How many got your rock today? Got your rock? Let me see your rock. I want to see your rock. Got your rock with you? You prayed. There it is. There it is. Yes, yes. Each day this week, you were praying and asking the Lord to help you put your rock into His work too, right? So you'd take your rock with you, right? But more than that, what did the angel have? Verse 6, "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having what? The everlasting gospel." Yes, the everlasting gospel. And a lot of us go, "Oh yeah, I got the everlasting gospel. I got my Bible on my phone." And for those of you who follow along with YouVersion this week, I am so sorry. I totally blew it, huh? So this week, it like right past me. I completely didn't get YouVersion ready. So you'll have to actually like turn to the verses and stuff. I know it's tough, but you'll make it. You'll make it. So you have your Bible maybe on your phone, or you have it in your bookshelf maybe. But that's not the only place it needs to be. Where does the Word of God need to be? Hidden in our hearts, right? Hidden in our hearts that I might not sin against you. Exactly. So we want to have the Word of God in our hearts, and we want to take something else with us. Let's see what the angel says. "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to do what? To preach to them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people." Brothers and sisters, as we're preparing for this trip, we don't want to forget our family. Right? That'd be nuts, wouldn't it? Get everything all ready, get all the bags packed, get all the tickets and everything, get everything ready, and then drive off and leave Junior at home. That'd be real ugly. Especially when you got back home and found what a mess was waiting for you. All right? We want to take our family with us. How big is our family? All of us sitting here and everyone in Lakeland. If they'll come, We want to bring everyone with us. We have the good news, the gospel, to preach to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. Good news! Jesus is coming again. It is awesome what we can do. And so we want to pack all this stuff. We want to get it all ready. We want to make it happen. And let's look at what he says in verse 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment. Judgment? Judgment is good news? Is judgment good news? Imagine yourself sitting in jail sometime. Not a pretty thing, except for those of you in prison ministries, right? So you're sitting not in prison though, in jail. You got picked up, you were taken to jail, and you're like, I get a phone call, right? Yeah, you get a phone call. So you call your lawyer. Hey, I need help. You wait and you wait and you wait, and a few hours later the lawyer shows up. And the lawyer says to you, I got good news. And you say, great, you're getting me out of here. He says, no, you get to go before the judge. What? That's not the good news I was looking for. I want out of here, right? And a lot of people, as they think about what's happening here at the end of time, they're thinking, I want out of here. I want out of this prison house of sin. And Jesus is telling us through this angel, I got good news. You get to go before the judge. Wow. Sounds like we better be careful before we get there, huh? There was a day of judgment that came every year in the Jewish economy. Do you know what that was? What was that? Day of Atonement, right? Yom Kippur. Anybody know what this Sabbath is? This Sabbath would be Yom Kippur. This one, right here. You're in it. The last day of the year. The end of the whole of what the sacrificial system pointed to. This was it. The last day. The getting ready. We're going. This was the type of the whole of God's history with his people, and we're in the last day of it. Just like now, antitypically, in reality, we are in the last days of Earth's history. Jesus is about to come, and we can learn a lot about this Day of Atonement. Let's take a look at it. Leviticus. Turn with me to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 16. Leviticus chapter 16. Are you with me? Leviticus chapter 16. And beginning with verse 2. Are you with me? Leviticus 16 and verse 2. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron your brother. Who was Aaron the brother? High priest, right? He was the high priest. Tell Aaron your brother not to come just at any time into the holy place inside the veil. In other words, he was not allowed to come there just any day that he felt like it, just whenever he was ready. He had to come on that specific time. How many of you want someone just wandering on the airplane whenever they want? Do you know whether they've been through security or not? Do you know what their plans are? You see, you can only enter the airplane at the specific time, right? You may now board are some of the most wonderful words ever spoken in an airport, aren't they? And so you don't want them coming on just at any time. And it's the same here. There were protocols to follow, things that needed to be done. He needed to be careful as he entered the courts of God. Does that make sense to you? If you were going on a trip and you were going to go see the president, wouldn't you want to make sure that you looked your best, that you were ready to go, that you had taken care to know what you were going to say? If you have his ear for even a moment, you'd say, what can I say? How can I influence this man, right? How can I help him make better decisions, maybe in relation to the Lord's work, huh? You'd want to make preparation. You'd want to be ready for this. It's no different as we come into the presence of God Sabbath by Sabbath, is it? You want to look right, you want to act right, you want to be ready to meet not just with an earthly president, but with the God of heaven, yes? And so here we are, we're getting ready for the, wow, for the voyage not just of a lifetime, but of eternity. We're getting ready to go to heaven, to be with the Lord. In fact, he says that when we meet him in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord, right? And so it's an exciting time. We need to get ready. It's not just whenever we feel like it. Ho-hum, this is no big deal. We're coming to be with God. Let's be ready for it. And how do we do that? Let's look farther into what they had to say about this time in verse 29. What were some of the things that we could do on this Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur? So, verse 29, "This shall be a statute forever for you. In the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall" what? "Afflict your souls." You shall afflict your souls. We have to be careful how we pack, how we're ready. Are we examining ourselves? Have we gotten everything ready the way it should be? Consider this just for a moment. Consider this just for a moment. When you pack to go on a trip, when you pack to go on a trip, are you thinking about what you'll need when you get there? Absolutely, right? But there's some restrictions, aren't there, when you go on a trip? I need to take contact lens juice, right? Can I take this one on the airplane? Instead, I got to take this one, right? I need to brush my teeth, right? So I bring toothpaste. Can I take this one? Can't do it, huh? How about my water bottle? Can I take my water bottle? Yeah. Can't take my water bottle, huh? Bummer. You see, we've got to examine our bag before we leave. And we're examining our bag. Think about this for a minute. We're examining our bag not to be ready for the trip. We're examining our bag to be ready for the security check, right? We're examining our bag to be ready for the security check. We're examining our lives on this antitypical Day of Atonement because this is the day we should be looking at our souls, afflicting our souls, making sure we're right for the journey. We're looking to make sure that when we go see the judge, we're ready. That all of our sins have gone beforehand to judgment, right? That it's all taken care of by the time we get to the airport, right? You want to make sure it's all right already before you get there. So we're really packing as much for the security check as we are for the journey. We can only take certain things with us on this journey. So you go to the airport, you're waiting, you're excited, you're ready to go. All of us right now are in the airport. We're excited, ready for the journey. We're going to be with Jesus forever. Let not your heart be troubled, he says. You believe in God? What? Believe also in me. What's he doing for us? Preparing a place for you and me. He's getting ready a place for you, just for you, to be with him forever. It's an awesome time for us. We're so excited to leave. How about it? As we're sitting in the airport, are we all excited, ready to see Jesus? Or are we, well, here's another Sabbath. What's Sister Jones wearing today? Right? Can you believe what Brother Bill said to me the other day? I can't believe it that he would say such a thing. Forget all those things. We're on our way to heaven. We're going to see Jesus. This is an awesome time. So we're sitting in the airport, and we look over there across the way, and there's some bag sitting there. And it's been there for like 10 minutes. And it's just sort of sitting there all by itself. Nobody around it. Nobody's come back to claim it. It's just sort of sitting there. And you're thinking to yourself, all right, is it time to call yet? Right? Is it time to call yet? Do I call airport security and say, wow, that bag's been sitting there for like 15 minutes now? Right? Is it time to call yet? Because you're watching out. You're kind of keyed up, right? You want to make sure that your plane gets where it's supposed to get, right? Because you're on it. You want it to get where it's supposed to go, right? So you're watching out for these things. Jesus told us as we're preparing to go, we should be watching out. Matthew chapter 24, turn with me. Matthew 24. You know that Jesus was preparing his people for the end times in Matthew 24. So that's a really good place for those of us in the end times to be reading, isn't it? To see what Jesus wants us to do. Matthew 24. Matthew 24, are you with me? And beginning with verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. What are we talking about here? What's happening? Just normal life, right? Just going along. We're just doing the regular stuff. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're doing everything under the sun. We're doing all kinds of things. Watch verse 43, or verse 42, sorry. Verse 42, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. We should be watching out, Jesus said, because there are distractions. There are distractions. Some people have the tendency to call these distractions real life. I got a job. I have real life. Oh, I have this issue. I got this loan to pay off. I got to get the car fixed. I got to do this. I got to do that. And they call this real life. As though following God is, I don't know what. Fake life? I came, Jesus said, that they might have life and more abundantly. You see, real life is being with Jesus. That's real life. The other stuff is just details. You've seen those t-shirts, right? And whatever your particular persuasion is, football, baseball, bicycling, real life, yeah? The rest is just details. You've seen those, right? No, Jesus is real life. The rest is just details. But he wasn't done. Turn with me to chapter 25. Turn the page there. Chapter 25. beginning with verse 1. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Is this talking about real life? Is this talking about end time events? Is this talking about waiting for Jesus to come? Absolutely. These were waiting for the bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish, right? You know this story. Do you remember what verse 13 says? Watch, therefore, Jesus said. Why should we watch? We should watch because we need to make sure that we have the oil. Yeah, that's true. But how can we generalize this? What can we say is the real problem here? The problem that we need to watch out for is complacency, right? Because we want to just relax. Hey, I know my Bible. I'm good. I got the lamp, right? Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. I got my lamp. I'm good. I know what I'm doing. So I'm cool. I made it to heaven. I'm just waiting for my airplane to come in. Huh? No. You see, he says there are distractions. There is complacency. Ho-hum. It's all just the way it's always been. Is that it? Brothers and sisters, we got to keep our bags packed. We got to be ready to go. Jesus says in this verse, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Jesus is coming soon. I've been talking about it for how many weeks now, right? I've brought good news every week. And maybe someone was sitting there thinking, wow, when do we get to the good stuff where we start talking about heaven? Brothers and sisters, I've been talking about the good stuff. That Jesus is coming soon and we can have our bags packed. We can be helping others be ready. We can avoid these problems. We can be there when Jesus comes again. You and I. Because the truth is, unless our bags are packed, unless we're really ready to go, Jesus' coming will not be a happy occasion, right? And we want to make sure that we're ready. But more than that, we want to make sure everybody's ready. Because truth is I'm not going to be happy unless you're there too. You see, part of my joy of being in heaven is if I get to share it with you. I get to have Andy for my neighbor. It's sweet, you know? I get to hear about all the cool stuff in the Philippines. I get to have Fred for my neighbor, where he tells me what's going on when he went to the prison ministries. I get to have all of you as my neighbors. That's what's beautiful. And there are tons of people whose stories I've never heard because they haven't come here yet. We haven't invited them yet. We haven't been ready to have them be ready with us. You see, it's not about our stuff, right? It's not about our car. Car's not going to get us there. That's not what we're going to take with us. It's not about our house. We're not taking our house with us. We pretty soon figure out that all those things are just boat anchors. And I know anchors are important, you know. I know they're important. But they just hold us back. We need to be ready to go to heaven by forgetting the stuff and remembering the people. That's what it's all about. That's what heaven is all about. You see, Jesus has a ticket for you. Your boarding pass is ready. He wants to take you, and He's ready for others to come with you. He wants all of us to go. Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. Last chapter in the Bible. Are you with me? Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. That's you and I. That's you and I. Have you heard Jesus say to you, come? Have you heard that message? Have you heard Jesus say to you, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You've heard that call yourself. And now Jesus is telling you, the book of Revelation is telling you, if you've heard that message, you can say to others, come. Jesus is asking us to participate in getting people on the plane, getting them ready, helping them to be on that flight. Tonight we have our meeting, Prophecies Decoded Again. Tonight's a little different. Those of you who have come, you know that we have given you a decision card each night, right? Little card each night, right? Just a little black and white little card, right? Tonight's different. Tonight we're handing out color cards. It's because the color is saying this is a special night. We got something going on tonight. Tonight, we will be asking people to make a decision, not just about what they've heard, not just about the truth of Revelation and the three angels and, you know, the plagues and the things in Daniel and those kinds of things. Tonight, we are asking people to make a decision that will change time and eternity. We're asking them to get on the plane. We're asking them to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. This is a very critical night tonight. We need you on board with this. We need you to pray, because this is an opportunity to say, come. I'd like to take just a moment right now for you to break up in little groups, twos, threes, around our sanctuary, and pray for others. We can pray for our job situation. We can pray for our bad knee. We can pray for all that stuff later. Today is not about me. Today is not about us. Today is about others. Today is helping others be ready. This is all about being ready. It's not about you being ready, if that's the impression you got. I'm sorry. This is about helping others to be ready. Because if they miss the plane, they've missed the plane, man. Let's take a moment just now to pray. To pray for others. To pray for their heart. To pray for their mind, to pray for the Holy Spirit to make a difference in their lives tonight, this very night, to make a difference, because this is Yom Kippur. We make a difference today, the end of the year.